Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, happy Feast of the Annunciation. This is pro-life leader Frank Pavone. Welcome to our time of prayer and scripture together. This is the day when the angel Gabriel, the archangel, came to Mary and said, "You will be the mother of God, mother of Christ." We're going to read a special reading here from the letter of the Hebrews. What a beautiful day for pro-life. It is rich in a lot of significance, and we'll talk about this in great detail now. And just so you understand, this year, this feast, which is usually celebrated on March 25th, has a different date. And that happens sometimes because the date of Easter moves around. And when Easter falls early, like it did this year, sometimes March 25th is part of either Holy Week or Easter week, and therefore the Annunciation is moved because those other feasts, Holy Week, Easter week, take precedence. So that's in a nutshell why it's celebrated today instead of the usual March 25th. Okay, let's put ourselves in the presence of God and read His Word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Life, O God, is yours. Life, O God, is the reflection of you. Life, O God, in its most vulnerable stages, calls out for our mercy and protection. Bless us, Lord, with a deeper acknowledgement, respect, and stronger defense of every human life. And in particular, may our celebration of this feast day, on which you, O God, took on the nature of an unborn child, may this feast strengthen our pro-life commitment and bring us closer to a culture of life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight. Then I said, as it is written of me in the scroll, 'Behold, I come to do your will, O God.'" First He says, sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law. But then He says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, it's so special and appropriate that this year, it just so happens that the Annunciation comes right after the octave of Easter. Because what we've been celebrating in these sacred days, these most sacred days of the church year, is exactly summarized in this reading, that Christ Jesus took on a body to offer it on the cross in obedience so that His blood would cleanse the world of sin. And His resurrection, as we reflected just yesterday, brings about that peace, that mercy, showing His wounds, announcing to us that He, the high priest, offering not the blood of bulls and goats, but the sacrifice of His own body in obedience to the Father, brings us the forgiveness of our sins. This all ties back to the Annunciation. Why? Because He wouldn't have a body to offer if He did not come into the flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. This is all at the beginning of John's Gospel. And the Word became flesh. Why? To dwell among us, but also to be offered for us. Now, this reading from the letter to the Hebrews quotes Psalm 40. It's the psalm also that's read today at Mass. And let me just quote from it here. It's exactly what you just heard in the letter of the Hebrews. Sacrifices, sin offerings you sought not. Then I said, behold, I come. So you had the old covenant with the sacrifices of the bulls and the goats. That was a prefigurement. That was a prophecy. That was pointing to Christ, who would be the ultimate fulfillment of everything that's written in the Old Testament. And then it continues to say, this psalm does, in the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O God, is my delight. But I want to go a little bit earlier than that in the psalm. Verse 7, sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Now, it often happens in Scripture, and if you study the Scriptures deeply, you'll see this repeatedly, that a verse will have two rather different translations. And it's not that they're contradictory, but it's that they reveal deeper meanings of each translation. So that's the case with this verse. It comes down to us as ears open to obedience you gave me. So as the letter to Hebrews says, it's contrasting the old covenant with the new covenant. Under the old covenant, sacrifices, bulls and goats and other kinds of offerings. But now God says, I'm going to start a new covenant, the new covenant in the blood of Christ. This is my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. And in that new covenant, it is defined by, it is shaped by what? The obedience of Jesus offering his body on the cross. So the same verse is translated, ears open to obedience you gave me. And, as the letter to the Hebrews says here, a body you have prepared for me. Two different translations, but look how they illumine one another. Because the obedience was precisely to offer the body that had been prepared for him. Christ became obedient, Paul writes to the Philippians, obedient even unto death, death on the cross. That obedience was based on Mary's obedience. Today, the day of the Annunciation, what was announced? The Archangel Gabriel said to Mary, you will conceive and bear a son and give him the name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. He's going to save his people from their sins precisely because I'm giving him a body. He's going to have a body precisely because now you have the opportunity to say yes to this plan. She was confused, she was surprised, but she said yes. Talk about an unplanned pregnancy. This is the unplanned pregnancy of all time. And she says yes. Why? We should say how. Here's what Mary says. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. We all have to be able to say that. May it be done to me according to your word. Listen to this in the light of what we just read. Because isn't that then what that child conceived at that moment also is saying? And said again in the garden, Father, if it be your will, let this chalice pass me by. But not my will, but yours be done. Ears open to obedience you gave me. A body you have prepared for me. Be it done to me according to your will, according to your word. Because ears open to obedience you gave me. Christ Jesus said that in fulfillment of the psalm. Mary says that in fulfillment of the psalm. I've heard your word. This is the Annunciation. A word has been announced. I've heard it. Now I obey it. He who hears my word, Jesus said, but does not act on it, is like the man who built his house on sand. The rains came, the winds buffeted that house, and great was the collapse of it. But those who hear my word and act on it build their house on solid rock. Here we have a house. Here we have a church. Here we have a salvation built on the rock of Christ, built on the rock of obedience. The obedience of Christ to the Father, preceded by and dependent on, you can say, the obedience of Mary to God. The Annunciation is about our whole way of life. All of us hearing the word of God. A word that we did not create. We don't create our own truth. We receive truth. a word that we did not create, but that shapes us. Notice what Mary says. She doesn't say, I'm going to exercise my right to choose. She says, and doesn't say, I'm going to do anything. She says, let it be done to me. It's either we are doing something that we want, or that we allow God to do to us what he wants, and then we can act in the freedom of his Spirit. Whose choice comes first, in other words? Whose decision to do what they want is primary? Not our decision to do what we want, but be it done to me according to your word, according to your will. His choice is first. And his choice is from all eternity. That any child would be conceived or born, it's his choice from all eternity. And in this case, that child is God. Now, the birth of Christ, coming 9 months later, is a reflection of the joy of the birth of every child. And that is why it was on this feast day, again, normally celebrated on March 25th, in 1995, that St. John Paul II issued a very special document all about the life of the unborn child and the duty to respect and protect that life and the duty to reject abortion. Evangelium Vitae is the Latin name of the document, the Gospel of Life. And to learn more about this document, go to gospeloflife.org. It's the most comprehensive, powerful document of the church on the topic of abortion. Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life. Why was it issued on March 25th, the Solemnity of the Annunciation? Because of everything we just said. That was the day God became an unborn child. When Mary said yes, the words of that psalm were fulfilled both in her, ears open to obedience you gave me, and in the child conceived at that moment, ears open to obedience you gave me, a body you prepared for me, I who am eternal spirit, God. Now continuing to exist as God, I exist in a human nature. I have a body now because in obedience, I'm going to give it away on the cross. And that reveals love. Like we reflected yesterday, that's what reveals mercy. And brothers and sisters, that's what reveals the culture of life. That act is exactly the opposite of abortion. That is an act on the cross of love. I sacrifice myself for the good of the other person. Jesus died that we might have life. What is abortion? I sacrifice the other person for the good of myself. It's exactly the opposite of love. And the opposite of love is reflected in the opposite use of the four words by which Jesus, the night before he died, told us what was going to happen, told us its meaning. This is my body. This is my body, he says, given for you that you may live. This is my body, proponents of abortion say, I can do what I want. Same words, totally opposite meanings, purposes, and results. This is my body, given for you. This is my body. I'll do what I want. Brothers and sisters, this Feast of the Annunciation shapes our entire spiritual life, shapes our entire pro-life movement. And did you know that this Feast of the Annunciation, and in some places this occurred this year on March 25th, and some celebrations will occur today, is known as the Day of the Unborn Child. Now, this is an observance that deserves to be more widely known and celebrated, the Day of the Unborn Child. In some countries, and we'll be bringing you more information about this in the form of some interviews, the day was actually decreed by government to be the Day of the Unborn Child. In other countries, it's more a decree of the church, and in still others, like in the United States, it's simply celebrated by special ministries like Priests for Life. But the Day of the Unborn Child is today, when God became an unborn child. Every year when we celebrate the Annunciation, we're celebrating the Incarnation, we're celebrating the unborn. Let's continue to do that with more clarity and fervor than ever before, and let it lead us to that deep commitment to resist and to stop the onslaught of abortion against our human family. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience, for the offering of your body. May the love you've shown empower us to love one another, especially the unborn. Amen. Lord, we rejoice on this feast of the Annunciation. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming one of us. Thank you, Word of God, for becoming flesh. In the flesh, may we serve you. May we serve the needs of our brothers and sisters, especially those threatened by abortion. And may we, Lord God, today, as we intercede for one another, see the answering of all our prayers. Look favorably on our needs, provide what we lack. Give guidance where there is doubt or confusion or important decisions to be made. Give consolation where there is sorrow. Give, Lord God, all the graces of which we stand in need. Help us, strengthen us, enlighten us, save us, and make us more effective pro-life advocates. And we pray now in the words Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We pray to Mary, who this day said yes. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Happy Feast of the Annunciation. Happy Day of the Unborn Child. Happy pro-life commitment, brothers and sisters. Let's continue to work together, because victory is ours. Remember, life has the victory. We will talk to you soon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.